It's really no better than television.
I wouldn't know. I never watch television.
Personally, I don't even own a television. Hungry, Diane?
For God's sakes, Michael, just take me home.
And welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is the Damien.
And this is Le Douglas.
We've been gone for a while. I'm sorry. I really can't do this intro again because I really did it like off the cuff the first time. But I'm doing this again and it feels weird. It feels weird deep inside like to do this sort of an intro again.
So Andrew, when you say the first time, I don't understand because I thought this was my first time. Pretty sure. So listeners, did you hear us do this before? Because I don't think you did.
I noticed.
Pretty sure you didn't.
I have to be honest with them, Douglas. That's how it works. That's the relationship we have. Right. But anyways,
one of the listeners, there's about 3 months of missing podcasts that I've seen. I've heard nothing about.
Those don't exist.
I remember recording those podcasts. I just haven't seen them.
So once again, I'm sorry. We've been gone for a while. But
podcast sucks.
Just like other people, we're back. Not yes. really requested, but we're back. And
right. We've been working on our Patreon subscription.
And that's how we ended up getting to the movie we're going to be talking about today.
Yes.
That being The Super Troopers Part 2.
Because
they go to Canada now, so we have to like say things in French for like the Canadians.
Pretty sure the official language of Canada is English.
It's both of them.
Fairly certain.
All right, cool. You know more things than me, so I'll believe you.
On a serious note,
yes.
Is it weird that I find that weird? Not that they have two official languages, mm-hmm. fine, sure. And I know that this is the extension of that, but I find it weird that when I buy, for instance, movies, I pick up the movie and every movie has English and French things on it, or anything that you have is English and French. It's stupid and it's borderline wrong, but I do find it strange to see like both languages just on the packaging of things when I'm in Toronto.
Yeah, it's real dumb. Shouldn't have to do that. Imagine if you picked up a Jamaican package and there was one in English and then one in whatever Jamaican.
But
I believe
right
that the technical term is patois.
Oh, right, patois. Yeah.
But moving right along to the Canadian and whatever. Super Troopers Part 2 is a sequel to Super Troopers in which our bumbling highway patrolmen are rehired to take over a town in Canada because, you know, reasons. Douglas, you love Super Troopers. So why don't you start us off?
1, 2, 3, let's do it.
They've been waiting for a second chance. waiting for their country to need them again. That time is meow.
What do you guys give me if I kill that bird?
Farber, that's a bald eagle.
Get a wig, Baldy! Yeah! Guys, what do I win?
A one-way ticket to hell.
It turns out the French-Canadian town, Saint-Georges-du-Laurent, is actually on American soil.
So I know we always make fun of ourselves whenever we do this, but hear what, guys. Did you like Super Troopers 1?
Yeah, like a lot.
Then guess what you're going to like? Super Troopers 2.
Right? No mas.
No?
I think you're wrong about it.
This movie was... It really just was an extension of the first one. It was fun, dumb, stupid. You know, all of the things that are Broken Lizard. And a lot of the time... Not a lot of the time. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they get it very right. I honestly don't know if they got it right in this movie, but I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed sitting down and just wasting time with them. Something that, as I was thinking about what to talk about today about this movie, that I kind of realized was that there was one thing that I guess they missed from the last movie, which is just the fuckwithery. And they have it to a certain degree between themselves. So let's start talking about what this movie, how this movie works out. So they apparently have been fired. Let's go back to the first movie. If you recall, they got into lots of trouble, but ended up actually being on the police force, the proper police force. Apparently, since then, they've been fired because obviously. Apparently, they killed Fred Savage. So.
Right.
That's
the incident.
Yeah, the incident that nobody ever wants to talk about. They don't want to know. You don't want to know what happened, apparently. And so they're off the force. And then this movie is about how they actually get back on the highway patrol, but for a piece of land that the USA just found out was actually USA, but used to be Canada because of some guy didn't draw a line right or something. And so let's just stop there because that's really the setup. And then it doesn't matter after that. It's just shit that goes wrong or goes down. But so what happens is there are now two factions. There's the Canadian folks who used to be the highway patrol there. And then there's them. And there is some fuckwithery between those two groups, which I have to say it's all right. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. But what you miss from this one that I think is what definitely drew me to the first one so much is the just general fuckwithery. Just them being on the road, messing with each other, but more specifically messing with the people on the road, right? So they had one callback scene, I think, where... They kind of just did that on steroids for about 2 minutes, but that was it. But to be honest, I mean, I'm really trying to find things to hate about this movie. And if I really wanted to, if I were being objective, there'd be so many things to talk about that they don't do well in this movie. But guess what? I love these people. And it really does take a blunder of seismic proportions for me to not like a movie that they've made. And this movie, it's fine. I love it. Love is a strong word. I'm not sure if I like it as much as the first one, but I did enjoy watching it a lot.
Okay.
Yes. So, Damien, what are your thoughts?
Here's the problem. Super Troopers 1 was magic.
Yeah.
Like fucking magic, mm-hmm. right? But this didn't do any... This isn't the John Wick 2
right.
to Super Troopers. Mm-hmm. Like, this is more Super Troopers. But this is what those Hobbits movies were to the Lord of the Rings. It is more of the thing you like, but deep down you know this isn't special. Right? And I like the movie. But what I like is the residue from Super Troopers.
There definitely is a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah.
None of this movie feel like Super... And I went back and watched Super Troopers
I didn't do that. That actually probably would have made this worse, because I think Super Troopers is way better than this movie.
Just to see if now that part two is out, if it would diminish what the first one is.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. Because Super Troopers 1, even today, there's nothing really like it. Like, they tried with Bearfest and some of the other stuff.
Excuse me, sir. Don't shit on Bearfest.
No, no, no. I'm not saying Bearfest is bad. Okay. I'm saying they tried to beat Super Troopers with some of the other ones, but they never really did. All right? Super Troopers is still the very high watermark.
It might be,
because
yeah.
all of the shit that they did there is like, they feel like Super Troopers is what I would like all my interactions with my friends to be. This just feels like they told them to do Super Troopers again. And they try, like, this movie tries hard.
It does try hard. Does. And Rob Lowe, I like Rob Lowe.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's things to like. There's the scene with the bear, which is tremendous.
That was good. Right? Yeah.
Everything with Rob Lowe, right? The initial scene at the strip club bar thing, where they're like, where everything comes to a head, and you're right. I was like, a seat. I see what you're. But the rest of the movie is more of the thing I like, but it is not a better version of the thing I like. This one just doesn't feel as special. I will still watch this movie. I will keep this movie and watch it because it is more. But it, like, this didn't, much like the Hobbits' movies, this didn't need to happen. I'd have been fine without this, right? And that is the big letdown. It is, and John Wick 2 and like The Raid 2 are movies that you look at here and like, you guys didn't have to do this. But holy shit, thank you for doing this. Right. This isn't that. Like, I don't, like, even after the first viewing of this year, just like, I like it, but this didn't, like, none of this was necessary. I'd have been perfectly okay with just the first one and you guys going, no. Like, we've done all the jokes.
But it gives me another reason to, like,
Yeah, it's a fun.
When was the last movie that they did? It wasn't Slamming Salmon, was it?
Maybe.
It might be, yeah.
Because that was a long time ago.
And by Slamming Salmon, the jokes.
Slamming Salmon was great.
The jokes had. They were a long way down the road, let's say. And this just feels like more of that. Like, you like it. Like, you like Slamming Salmon, but do you really think about Slamming Salmon that often? No, you think about the truly great one. You think about Super Troopers and Bearfast. So, that's my thoughts. Andrew Robinson.
Oh, right. I'm here. Yes. Super Troopers. They made a second one. There was an asshole who stopped us from recording last week, and I watched it last week. Uh-huh. I do not remember that much from Super Troopers now, a week later. So you know what that means generally, Damien.
Uh-huh.
Movie's bad.
The goodness.
The movie's bad. I think the only thing, you guys talked about Rob Lowe, and obviously he does wonderfully throughout most of this movie, but at the same time I still didn't love the jokes that much. I loved his commitment to his bits, right? But like standout jokes that I'd remember and quote for like eons, not really.
That's a high mark for any comedy.
But isn't that
comedies devoid of jokes, Andrew?
But isn't that the selling point of these movies, Damien?
Yeah, but to say that the movie is bad because it isn't Super Troopers is kind of harsh. Like, we like Upgrade, but that movie ain't the best of its kind. So, I'm just saying that the movie is bad is
kind of
harsh.
Like, weirdly enough, one of the few jokes that I did kind of enjoy out of this movie is when they tried to rehash the meow skit.
Oh, you mean with your boy?
I know who you're talking.
Bacon. What the fuck is his name?
Your boy Bacon.
It's your boy Bacon.
Actually, Bacon. Let's see. I'm just going to search for Bacon.
Yep.
Should mm-hmm. I? No, let's not even put comedian. Let's just say Bacon and see if he comes up. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Jim, but anyway.
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Boy,
he doesn't come up. Damn it. Yes. But because, of course, if I do Bacon comedian, he has to come up, right?
Does Google
Jim Gaffigan, number top. Number one. I just said number top. What
number,
else is wrong?
Yep. Number top.
Number
A. And it wasn't so much about the callback or anything. It was about the fact that they took the skit that they knew everyone loved and then they just kind of morphed it enough. And then when it got to its head, they were like, they made it so much that it's been so long that I've seen Super Troopers, and I guess this has to be true given how they do their stuff. But I didn't remember that it was Jim Gaffigan who was in the scene in the first movie.
Yeah, me neither. Right? Well, at that point, I'm sure, because even first time I watched it, I was still in college. Right. So I would not have known who the hell Jim Gaffigan was.
I realized who it was in subsequent viewings. Oh, okay. But initially... Yeah. I would know.
So for it then to be the bit where like they do it to the same guy and then they just don't admit it and stuff like that. Like I enjoyed those bits, but for the most part, this movie, like the first one to me, I'm just kind of meh.
Oh, so you don't like comedies?
You
don't like comedies? Oh,
so what you're saying is I was absolutely right. Did you like the first one then? Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, we can table this discussion for when someone that likes comedies comes
onto
this podcast.
Oh, I forgot you don't like this movie, the first one. Yeah. How does that work, Andrew?
Yeah, I forgot just how wrong you are.
Oh,
about a lot of things. I don't know where Andrew's coming from with this not liking Super Troopers thing. Like me and Douglas are correct in our undying love for the first Super Troopers.
Yep.
But I mean, this one ain't the first Super Troopers.
It's not, but it's still, you know, still good.
It's
fun.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But it has Super Troopers in the title, and so I expect a lot more from like you don't just get to do that. If you put on two a great movie, then I expect it to surpass.
You expect it to be too great?
Yes, too fast.
Too furious?
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
Speaking of movies, that the second one is better than the first one. By leaps and bounds.
Boo.
Movies are all so bad.
They are.
Except 5, 6, and...
No, those are bad as well. Those movies are definitely bad.
5, 6, and 7 are tremendous bad movies. They're not good.
No, they're not.
Oh, boy.
I love
Fast
them,
8, let's try and forget that happened.
I feel like I liked that movie.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
You sure?
You can't.
I remember liking it.
Paul Walker was out of that one, the last one.
Yeah, I know. The dreads were horrible.
The Rock and
I do remember Jason Statham.
Best.
Yo, those
but
guys
they
were great.
Didn't spend enough time on screen.
And the Jason Statham set piece in the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you take The Rock and Jason Statham out, you still have about an hour, 40 minutes of a movie to watch.
Yeah.
And that ain't great. It's not great. Clint Eastwood's
son is... I started watching Fast 7 again terrible. The other day. Night, because I think I was ironing at the time, and no, I wasn't ironing, I was cleaning the fridge, and I wanted something that I could watch without watching, and that worked out well.
Yeah,
it's
so dumb, it's so spectacularly dumb.
And that's
all right. I have seen me some movies. Let's start with the worst one.
So, first, Damien.
Netflix keeps putting out comedy specials.
When DL we took Hughley last week put
out. Oh, why one, would you even like, try? DL Hughley is not funny. It, not funny. I saw that. I saw it come out.
Like an
I know Netflix is Netflix
Douglas is recording
is trying,
is like 3 hours.
But fuck DL Hughley.
Like... Come on, I used to love her.
And it was taking me so long to sync up the starting point that, as you realize, there's no Wild Bunch episode right now.
There's 7 minutes of a solid joke telling.
I don't know. And so I don't know. But anyways.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Damon, he wanted to like start. He's, go.
It's over. It's done for him. Next, I finally saw Sicario 2. No.
Okay, I want to hear this.
No.
I got to hear this.
None of you. You people are like, but you didn't give me a heads up. Right? You guys could have said, Damien, there's a point in this movie where it ends. Don't watch anything past that point. You guys could have said that to me, and I'd have gone, okay, fine. But you didn't. You guys just... pretended. You're like, it's not that great, but you're wrong. There is an hour and a half of a movie in there, and then when the movie needs to end, they're just like, fuck it. This is the weirdest ending to any movie. Like, this wouldn't be acceptable in a TV show. This ending is so bad. Douglas, what is resolved in this one? Like, it just... Spoilers for Sicario 2. Someone gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, the runtime is about done. So what is happening? And then some other people get shot in a scene that I quite enjoy. And then the movie doesn't wrap up shit. Like, the movie starts off and it is so drastic. And you're like... the fuck does this have to do with Mexican cartels? And they're like, hand wave away. Like, they like, do some magic shit. They're like, just look at the explosions and ignore the story we're telling. And like, all right, fine. And then it moves from suicide bombs to Mexican cartels. And they're like, you guys kind of did this, but who gives a shit? And then they call in Benicio and you're like, all right, this movie's great. And then he is in the movie and he's great.
I haven't seen it.
The movie is great for about another hour. And then, like, it feels like they ran out of money. Like, something happened in this production because how this movie ends, or whoever, like, none of it makes. The last 5 minutes of this movie is some of the most baffling shit I've seen in a good long time. And it's so, and in that final scene, I almost kicked my TV. I was so upset when I saw that final. What the fuck are these people doing? I don't even know how to director's cut my way around this shit. Like, the final 10 minutes of this is some of the dumbest shit I've seen in a, like, I just don't. I was enjoying that movie so much. And then... the movie just went, all right. And I'm confused. If they think they're setting up a Sicario 3, they're incorrect. Because this shit is dumb. Oh my God, I was so disappointed. I haven't seen an end of a movie like change my entire view of something this harsh in a good long time. Just... I don't know what happened. But I think I like that movie. Right. I think I like 90% of this movie. Like, a lot. I was enjoying myself a lot. And then that movie committed suicide? I don't know. Yeah.
That's not the movie that I remember.
I think it's the ending that is true. Like, the rest of that movie is just... it is the meat of Sicario. Like, the first Sicario, there was the bait and switch where they're like, look at Emily Blunt. But she has nothing to do with this movie. She's just smoke and mirrors for what this movie really is. And then the second movie is just, we've established that this man is the devil. So let's see him get some shit done. And he got a lot of shit done. It's just that the rest of the movie around that did not hold up like at all. So, Douglas, tell me, what was your experience with
Sicario?
Right, Assassin Part 2.
I honestly don't remember. I kind of just remember how I felt about the movie, and I don't remember enjoying the movie that much.
Yeah, it didn't feel good
because
at the
it's
end.
Been a little while now since I've watched it. And I admit, definitely, the end was not fun. This, you know, I am going to all of a sudden protect this little girl thing.
Like, I don't get it. I don't get what happened. Like, it's so weird.
Not since Phantom
Thread. So weird. Sure, Leon. I'm sorry, Jorge the Professional. Because he's Mexican. And I'm racist. I'm sorry, one professional? That doesn't even make sense. So, Andrew, you saw this movie too, right? Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
All right, Andrew, 10 minutes before this movie ends, stop. There's a point where when someone gets shot, just turn off the movie.
Oh, wait.
The ending will make as much sense.
I do not remember what happened in this movie.
Yeah.
Because it does... In my mind, it ended at a point that it didn't end.
No. It continued getting aggressively worse after that point.
Oh, and then that thing final at the final... Oh,
just like, I'm going to
God,
punch this, this TV and throw it in the garbage. The ending is really bad. Like, it feels like it's from... a different movie.
Yeah.
So that was very upsetting.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was saved. Netflix, again, they put out The Dragon Prince.
I saw that it looks like a children's...
Right. It's. Did you watch Avatar?
No, I did not.
Did you watch The Legend of Korra?
No, I did not.
Do not watch The Dragon Prince. Uh-huh. It's not for you.
No, it's not.
Andrew, did you watch Avatar? Did you watch Legends of Korra? Then you should watch Dragon.
Did you see that they're making a live action Avatar?
I just flat out ignored that news article because I don't give a shit.
Wouldn't it be Juan?
Yeah, that was right. Andrew didn't send that to me because he knew better.
Oh, hold on.
You know. That's true.
But
I have not seen
the Dragon
yet.
Prince is all of the things. Like, all of the lessons they learned in those first two cartoons, they've applied
Someone
to this
gets
show.
Shot.
It feels immediately familiar. And the story that they tell is...
All right, so the first time I see someone get shot in the movie,
that
I'll
children
stop.
Can watch it and understand, but still fun enough that me as a grown-ass man can watch... Oh, okay. Can watch it and, you know, be entertained, which is what... Avatar The Last Airbender was, for those who are confused. And The Legend of Korra. Like, it is those two and the same guys, same art style, and it's still a charming story. So it was good to watch that because I was coming off the disappointment that was Sicario 2. And went in afraid that this would disappoint. Because I'm like, there's a chance they'll get this wrong. Because this is the third time they're doing basically the same thing.
Yes, I did.
And it wasn't. It was
yes,
fun.
I did.
I engaged in the entire time. The characters are fun. Like, these guys know what they're doing. And so it was enjoyable to watch it. And then outside of that,
I'm literally
drowning in sports right now. When NBA starts, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself because I am watching sports at a cartoonish clip. This is a travesty, the amount of sports watching. Someone needs to. Is there like Sports Watchers Anonymous? I need someone to come in to be like, yo, dog, you cannot be watching. Today's Thursday. Today is when I finish watching football games that were played Sunday. Today, Thursday. So I've seen none of the Champions League yet.
Oh, you didn't watch Champions League?
Because I was watching really get other chance, sports.
But I watched a little bit of it.
Douglas, it is... Tomorrow is Friday.
But Chelsea wasn't playing Champions League. I don't understand this, Douglas. What Champions League did you watch?
Neither was Manchester United.
No, they did. They were playing.
Young boys.
They played a shitty game.
You're playing against young boys. So that, first of all, you should stop that. I'm pretty sure there's laws against that now. Second of all, come on.
I love listening. I was listening to the James Richardson podcast earlier today, and they were talking about how Pogba was so great in that match, but at the same time, he never had to run at all in that match.
Yeah, essentially, they were saying that he was the best player in that match while playing at about 50%.
It's Andrew, I know you don't want to hear this. It's still... aggravates me to watch Mourinho use him wrong. Like, watching him play for France, especially this World Cup, I was just like, Mourinho, like, they spent how much? 14 trillion to get him there? Just let him be the focal point of the entire football team. Just look, if you guys are already losing anyway, just lose, but let the team be fun to watch. Like, this bullshit with him trying to turn Pogba into Roy Keane is infuriating. I'm sick of this shit. Right? Just, it's simple. You have Hazard, right, at Chelsea, and Sarri's just like, just move out of the way. Just give him the ball. Just move. Everybody else, just move. That, what's our plan going forward? Listen, just give him the ball and just everybody clear out. That's all I want to see at Man U. Literally all I want to see. But no. He's like determined to prove himself right. Ugh, he's such an ass. Such an ass.
I don't disagree.
You can't. There's nothing to disagree.
Because I have eyes.
Yeah, right. I know what football is. But yeah, because I don't have... The issue now is because I'm not watching the NFL on demand. I'm watching it on TV. And it's the one that I have to have like a deadline. I have to watch it live. Which sucks. It really does suck.
Get an NFL thing.
Nah, fuck. I do enjoy watching, like...
I was thinking of getting it, but then I was like... when I develop the same sort of fervor that I have for EPL for NFL, right, then I'll get it.
Especially now, because if I get it on demand, what will happen... Because
literally, this would be my second game I watch this year.
What will happen is I would put NFL on the back burner and then wouldn't end up watching any of the NFL. So I actually prefer it this way, right? Like, all right, I have a set time and the matches are on and I need to watch the matches. And then when those are done, I can get back to real sports. But if I do it the other way, then I'll just go, I don't need to watch the NFL and I won't watch it. So yeah, it is, I have a sickness. I have a sports. It is close to being debilitated. There's times I had to go, should I watch the Liverpool-Tottenham match or just watch Match of the Day 2? What should... And ended up doing both because I'm a sick person.
Of course. Yeah.
which is bad. But yeah, that's it. Dragon Prince is tremendous. And Sicario 2, do not watch it. And I mean, DLQT.
Come on. Guys, so.
Is it Douglas?
Yeah.
Douglas? Uh-huh. You're not allowed to talk about movies that you've seen 5,000 times. Go.
That's not fair. You told me that Ocean's 8 was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's do this.
You didn't. Listen, you didn't really tell me.
I was very explicit.
You didn't actually.
I recall what I said. I told everyone.
David, this movie is horrible.
This movie is bullshit.
Like, not only there specific identifiable people who are women, those people. Yeah. Right? No, just like, you know, you are Danny, you are Rusty, you know. There are also specific scenes that are identifiably the scene from one of those original movies, which is ridiculous. This movie just isn't fun, and they think it is, which makes it even worse.
Oh, every part of this movie sucks.
And there is a point in the movie where it just skips a step.
Uh-huh.
And
where they're planning the heist.
Yeah.
And then the heist ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have missed the entire point of why people like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't get to, at the end of the movie, show the tension that you should have shown during. Like, this movie just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
And it's sad because I love almost everybody in this movie. But.
Aquafina?
Who is Aquafina?
Good. That's the correct answer to that question. You, sir, are correct.
I hate you all so much.
You, sir, are correct.
That's like a type of water.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, brand Pepsi, of water. Right. Pepsi used to make it. It sucked then. And it sucks in this movie.
I was legitimately curious as to how that name ended up anywhere near a movie. And then I looked it up and realized it's her rap name. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually do know that that is a rapper. I just don't know what she looks like, and that's what I meant.
And
by
that is correct.
That,
sir, is correct. Continue living that life,
Douglas.
There are
eight
person.
People in that movie. Uh-huh. You know, seven and of them.
Right.
The eighth one is Aquafina.
Mm-hmm. Process of elimination would get you there.
Is there one that I don't know?
Yeah. There's only one that you don't know.
So everybody there's Blanchett.
Right.
There's Danny Ocean.
Uh-huh. There's Raihana.
There's Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in there? There's Helena Bonham Carter. Mm-hmm. There's Catwoman.
Yes.
Who else is there?
Exactly. This life you're living.
Are you talking about the... No. There's American Horror Story.
Uh-huh. And then
are you talking about the... There was an assistant or something like that?
No.
No.
Again, Douglas, your brain. Oh, what I would give to have your brain. Right? Oh, my God.
Who? I'm seriously trying.
And that is why it is tremendous.
I kind of want to help more, but this is
oh,
too
Lord.
Funny.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even know how many. I wasn't even really counted. I'm not
Douglas,
even sure.
Thank you. It gives me hope that at some point I too will forget everyone in this movie. And everything about this truly god-awful movie. This movie is so bad that I'm now wondering if this is what... Those people that hated the remake of Ghostbusters, right? I'm wondering if, in their minds, that is what they saw. Like, they didn't actually see the movie I saw, because that movie is tremendous. I'm wondering if that is what... Like, this Ocean's 8 is... what they saw with that Ghostbusters, because this is truly garbage. This is some of the worst shit. Oh my God, this movie is so fucking bad. Yeah, but I told you, and you didn't listen. Stop trying to work out who Aquafina. Just tell me who the next movie audio thing is.
Okay, so I also watched Black Panther again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that I did. Yeah. I'm happy that I did. Because I did kind of like it the first time. Mm-hmm. But I felt like... I remember thinking... I said I liked it just because... Mm-hmm. Sure, everybody else
right,
likes
because
it.
Right, because if you don't say that, the internet will... Pulse.
Exactly.
Peer
but
pressure.
I'm glad that I watched it again because I really do like that movie. That movie's a decent movie. It's not the greatest. It's not what I wanted
it's
it to be.
It's not Thor 3.
But I enjoyed watching that movie. It's fun. Exactly. Very few things are. And it's, you know, pretty cool. So
can't wait till it wins the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yup.
Due to peer pressure.
So I watched Man from U.N.C.L.E. And and actually, I watched a movie. I have watched it a few times, so this kind of could get Andrew upset, but I haven't watched it in at least 5 years. I watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Edgar Wright.
I can't be upset at you talking about that movie.
Should I really try again with that movie?
I don't care if you do. That movie is spectacular.
I know you're wrong. I know it.
It's just one long video game. It's... Mwah.
That is what it was... Maybe now my hatred of Michael Cera has subsided.
Okay, maybe.
And my hatred for that movie has also... So I don't... Like... You too. So horny for
and
that
the funny
movie.
Thing is... I straight up hated that movie the first time I watched it.
You, yeah, but by the time you got to me...
I know, yeah, yeah.
The two of you. And I think you're all crazy people. I should... Like, that movie...
Crazy like a fox.
That movie is, like, laser targeted to me. And I had none of it. I didn't even like the comic book. Andrew,
yeah, I remember you hated the comic book.
What the fuck is this bullshit?
And I have a feeling that's why you hate the movie so much.
No.
Because you just decided... I mean, I know obviously it's based on the same content. But I feel like there is something more in, you know, moving pictures that you can get out of moving pictures.
I've hated books and like movies. I've been very good at not having one dictate the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like... Maybe I should get that movie again and like try again for Edgar Wright. Just like you've done such a good job. You've been so good to me for all these years. But boy,
I was actually looking because it's been a long time since we've got an Edgar Wright movie. It's just been Baby Driver.
Last time I said that about someone, they got to do Bond 25. So
it's
been a long time. Edgar Wright.
No, unfortunately, I checked. The next thing you're getting is a documentary, so it's not looking good.
Shit.
Right? But hopefully he gets a couple of things.
They can't give him Guardians 3.
No, they can't.
I can only imagine how funny it would be for him to go back to Marvel.
Remember he had and lost Ant-Man. It's not
happening. And so they should give him Guardians 3.
He should call him back and be like, remember when I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you.
Remember when you guys were had a very large objection to movies being fun, and then you hired a goddamn Kiwi to reboot Thor, and it made you $1 trillion? I would like another shot, please. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Hang up the phone.
Was Ant-Man before or after the first Guardians?
It would have been
after?
Before. No, it would have been before. Because Guardians
because
was the last
that makes a lot
one.
More sense because even Guardians, Guardians was the first movie that they did
that
tried
had
to be
any
done.
Fun.
Right?
Yeah.
And that would make sense where you say, okay... Edgar Wright wanted to do Edgar Wright and they said no.
No, absolutely not. And then Taika went, what's he? He has a hammer? The hammer pulls you off? Alright, yeah, that's all I need.
The first Guardians was 2014, Ant-Man
was
2015.
Oh,
okay. Fuck you for making us wrong, Andrew, for correcting us. But yeah. So, okay. I also watched another movie that I think is going to turn into a full-on marathon. Mm-hmm. I watched the first Harry Potter. I watched Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
There's one good one. You don't have to watch yours.
There are, like...
Prisoner. It's just Prisoner.
That's the best one.
You're going to get to 7.1.
3 through to about 5.
When you get to 7.1, you're just going to be like, oh, this is why I stopped watching this shit.
No, here's the thing.
And then when you get to 7.2, and you're like, oh, that's right. They turned the last movie into a four-hour waste of my goddamn time.
But here's the thing. I remember always thinking, never really got good until the third one. Mm-hmm. But... And maybe it has something to do with me knowing what it is or me accepting that it wasn't going to be that great mm-hmm. because it's really a children's movie. But I really like that first movie a while ago.
No, don't get me wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the person that likes Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Like,
oh, that movie's great.
I don't... Don't get it twisted. Yeah. I enjoy all of those movies. Oh, I enjoy them there.
Oh, I get you.
But you only need to watch one of them.
I would agree with that.
No. I'm not here going, like, trying to rewrite history. Like, I never liked Harry Potter. I was never excited. Like, I've
but
watched
them. But when I watched them, I remember I used to be like, fuck those first two movies. But
I've watched
this movie.
I watched that entire thing again.
I watched it and I kept thinking in my head, Home Alone. I mean, obviously, it is also a Chris Columbus movie, but it just that sort of not knowing necessarily why. Well, actually, I know why I love Home Alone. I watched it. There's nostalgia there. I watched it at the right time.
Fun.
But
evil fun.
Exactly. I really like that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to watch all, because I just got the set the other day, I'm going to watch all of them.
Yeah, I saw them before watching Fantastic Beasts to like get myself ready. Mm-hmm. And the only movies I do not like are 7.1 and 7.2.
Oh, I didn't talk about these
movies. Because they're full of shit.
Because we've been out for a while. All right, so.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
We get to play a game, right? And this game is, which bad movie starring The Rock did Douglas watch this week?
All of them. Have you seen Jumanji?
I have not.
Have you seen World Trade Center?
No,
sorry,
I have not.
Skyscraper. So you saw the... Oh my God. Flying
Rampage.
Yes.
Rampage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, Damien.
Uh-huh. I told you.
Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Damien.
It's real dumb.
This fucking movie
is real dumb.
So dumb.
But oh boy, The Rock does a lot of rock things in that movie.
But you see, the thing is, here's the thing. How you pitched it is you said, if you can get past the first 15 minutes, you're good to go.
Right.
Damien, those first 15 minutes are classic. They are so great.
No, it's because I realign what your expectation is.
Like, honestly, for me, it was the opposite. After the first 15 minutes, I was like, boy, do I really... I don't know about this movie anymore. But, Damien...
Him pretending to be a zoologist with the apron, just like,
Damien,
I'm on board.
A monkey gave The Rock the finger.
Yep.
Yes.
That ending, though, with the monkey again is pretty
it's
good.
Great. This movie is so stupid.
Don't watch this movie.
No,
guys.
Don't watch this movie. It's
when it ended.
We're
did
professionals.
Wreck-It Ralph show?
We know how to handle this.
Right. I've been watching movies for a long time.
Don't try this at home, folks. Also, clearly, I didn't talk about this either.
Movie isn't for kids.
Have you watched a fella on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Called Daniel Sloss.
Yes. I've been watching Daniel Sloss for long before he got to Netflix.
Oh, hipster Damien and his
Damien.
His stand-up comedy know-how.
This fucking guy is amazing.
He's Netflix has a higher hit rate when they're with their imports, their comedy imports.
Yes, it seems so.
Yeah. I think maybe they have more respect for the comedy game over there, because these Americans that are putting up specials, it's some of them are some of their worst work.
So one of his shows, I think it was 3 episodes, and they were all great. One of them I love so much, simply because I realized a ways through that the show itself wasn't really funny. But what was funny to me was that it was clear that he thought it was funny to not have it funny and then laugh at the audience while he's doing it. And that was great.
Because it was...
And the way that he, like, he knew exactly what he was... So he, above, I think, a lot of other comics that I've seen... but he put together what he was doing, and he synchronized everything that he was saying. It was clearly like, I mean, obviously they practice, everybody practice, but it was like an art for him, right? The metaphor or the analogy for this is like a guy sitting down and sanding, like, you know, a craftsman sanding their design. Like, you could see that this is something that was well crafted, with every intention to do exactly and elicit exactly the sort of emotions that you wanted. And so there was one where he's talking about his sister, where there is a punch, and you know that he designed it exactly to do what it did. And it's actually quite sad, and quite, like, for a second you're like, oh my goodness, this is a serious thing. And then he pulls it back to show you that he's just...
And then you realize that he's a monster.
He's just a monster. Right. Yeah. But this guy, I need more.
YouTube will provide all that you want.
Apparently he's doing a new show now, that is not on Netflix, that I need to figure out how to find. But yeah, so I watched that. And finally, I really wanted to talk about one thing, and it's something that we have watched a million times, but I really want to talk about this, Andrew, because I watched Man of Steel the other day. And I watched it before I heard this fake news, this rumor thing about Cavill not being Superman anymore. Right. But I watched it literally like the day before that I saw it. I think it had come out before, though. And when I watched that movie, it's easy for us today to kind of not care about these movies, especially the ones... We make fun that the DC ones are like the bad version of the Marvel ones. And there have been so many versions of Batman versus Flash versus Superman versus who cares, right? But I watched Man of Steel. And, within the context of me watching the Dark Knight movies recently, and as much as I still love them, the veil that was over my eyes that made me think that these were the greatest movies ever, they have been lifted a little bit. They're fine. They're good, and I enjoy things about them. But I can objectively say now, okay, sure, they're just Batman movies. This movie, I love Man of Steel.
It's fucking awesome.
Like, I did not understand how much I love this movie.
I don't understand how you're just at this country. Like, hearing you try and backpedal out of the Batman movies. Those movies are fucking tremendous.
No, they are. They're awesome. But I remember thinking, not only did I enjoy them the way I enjoy John Wick, but I thought they were, like, great movies. Yeah. They're not great movies.
Oh, no.
They're just...
Oh, right. So... You've just come to the realization that he made cartoon movies.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love John Wick.
No, it is the thing that I'm always upset at when I hear people, especially now, talk about these movies. Like, I've heard more and more, especially with this, with Black Panther doing what it did this year, people like trying to convince themselves. And it's the same thing with this Rick and Morty shit, where people take it too far.
Yeah.
Like, guys, Rick is a piece of shit. That is why it is a joke on him being garbage. Like, he's literally garbage. And the rest of the family is also garbage. And Morty is too young and too inept to do anything about it because he wants to spend time with this piece of shit. And so he's dragged on these adventures. So none of the things that ever come out of Rick's mouth are things that should be in any manifesto, right? People are like, oh, it's the smartest thing on TV. Just relax. And it's just like people looking at their comic book movies. Like, where do you people get off treating this shit like it's real? Like, fuck off. For Christ. Even with The Dark Knight, I heard people, like, that is the line that I didn't cross. Like, I fucking love the Batman. Like, the last two Batman movies. Mm-hmm. Especially that third one. Like, people are off this whole Bane shit. But that movie starts and it is spectacular. Yeah. And that movie ends and it is spectacular. And everything in the middle is vintage Chris Nolan. But it is still a movie about Batman. So it is, I treat it like how I treat the Rambo movies and the Conniers of this world. Like, they can only be so good and then no more because they're dumb action movies. At the end of the day, no matter how crisp and clean the writing, the best you can achieve is being the best dumb movie. I love Revenging, right? What is one of our favorites? I Saw the Devil, mm-hmm. right? Even Stoker, right? Which is another movie. Like, if you take a step back and look at that movie is just Revenging. They just put it in a different look. But the whole of that movie is just people coming up with clever ways for this girl to murder everyone around her, which is on its face ridiculous. But that is what I want. That is why I went into the movie looking for that. It is not something that you should look at and go, oh no, this story. Like, once they start talking about story, after we hit the eject, I'm like just hammering the eject button. Like, I don't want to hear it. You guys are missing the point. Having these movies have a good story is a bonus, right? That is not what I come to most of these movies for, right? And that is what Taika showed everyone this year. What's the story in Thor? That's right. No one gives a fuck. Right? I love Thor 3. There's the Hulk. There's Thor. They tell jokes. And then that movie ends. At some point, something blows up. I still don't care what happens in that movie. I just know that is number one. This is the best Marvel movie I've seen. Shit. And so when people started giving the DC movies so much shit, I was like, where do you people get off? That Man of Steel movie, from the day that dropped, I was like, this shit is spectacular. All the fight scenes are great. Mm-hmm. The pacing of that movie is great. Mm-hmm. Watching Superman become Superman that first time, the way the music swells, the way he's jumping, and then it transitions to flying. Like, all of that shit is... So, you guys can revise history all you want. Like, oh, Zack Snyder, they talk shit about Watchmen. People are talking shit about 300, where... Listen, 300 is one of the purest, most beautiful action movies. You can't out 300. They tried. And they fell flat on their face. That movie is perfect. They took a comic book that was good and turned it into one of my favorite movies ever because they just focused. They're just like, you know where there's talking? Let us filter out that bullshit. And let us focus on what people want to see. And now people are just like, no, 300. He's like, all he did was use slow motion and tricked everybody. Slow your roll. But when you're going to take the next step and be like, no, this is truly, truly great storytelling, in this movie where men are in spandex. I'm going to call bullshit on all of that. But Douglas, the reason you like Man of Steel is because it's fun shit. Like, people gave the ending. They're like, oh, Superman wouldn't kill anybody. So let me get this straight. You watch a movie for 2 hours and 15 minutes because it's a long movie. And then at the very end, he did something you kind of didn't agree with. And the whole rest of the movie is bullshit. No, dog. No, people, it is why I do not like to identify myself as a comic book fan. Because the negatives of that are so, they're such fucking assholes, right? We're sports fans. We're the worst of the worst. Sports fans are truly the world's worst people. And I hate comic book fans more than anime. And those are the two worst type of people.
I heard my name.
I just don't get, like, these people are such assholes. About, like, it's like Westerns, but with, like, who gives it? I've never understood. What's some of the greatest Westerns, right? If you look at any one of them, you can look and go, none of this shit makes any sense. All of this bullshit is dumb. Even, like, I love The Searchers. The Searchers is the one that tried the hardest. And you can still look at it and go, no. Absolutely not movie. None of this shit makes any sense. But it's a genre movie. Like, what do you fucking people want? You want? You went into a comic book movie and wanted what? I don't get it. I've never, you fucking internet assholes and you bullshit. Oh Lord, I hate, oh my God. I think that's probably why I spent, speaking of awful people on the internet. Apparently there's a petition now to take cinema scenes off the internet.
Why? No, I don't like that shit, but why?
Because there's people who think that it is too reductive to movies. Like, because he's pointing out all of the inconsistencies or whatever. There's now more and more people like that who, instead of arguing whether a movie is good or not, they just point. They're literally pointing at cinema scenes to say why.
And so who is this petition to?
No, to the internet. They're petitioning,
I see. Okay.
People to whatever.
That's fun.
But I know you and Andrew have never been fans of cinema scenes. But I like it because I see it for what I assume the guy is doing it for.
A joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's just like, it's, because at the very beginning, it's like, no movies without scene, which isn't a thing. That's not a real thing. Right? Inconsistencies in movies and books are a waste of your fucking time. But he's wasted the time and pointed out things that I find funny. He was like, oh yeah, I've never seen that in the movie. But I don't want cinema scenes to find reasons to not like a thing. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. In my favorite ones are the ones for movies that I love. Because I can go, oh, that's right. Movies are giant waste of time. But as it, like, he's, if at the end of it, he was just like, and that is why these movies are bullshit. And I've got, the last one I saw, which was the one that I think triggered all of this, that Star Wars one. The last, not Han Solo. No man, episode, what was
The Last Jedi?
26.
Yeah. There's a point, my favorite scene where they jump to hyperspace and crash into the thing.
Oh yeah,
and,
that's right, it was a good
and
one.
And clap it
yeah.
into two.
Mm-hmm.
He took off scenes for that. He's just like, holy shit. And I was like, yeah, yeah, that is correct. And if he's doing that, like, what's the problem? Like, if he's going, that shit is so awesome, I'm going to take scenes off. Then clearly he's having as much fun. Like, it takes a... Because I like watching it because most of the movies I watch, I don't see those, especially when I love the movies, I don't see any of the things that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fun way to experience the movie, looking at things that I didn't, like, a lot of the Star Wars shit that he was giving it scenes for, I don't know jack shit about any of that. It's just like, oh yeah, I guess so. But after watching that, I didn't like the movie less. If anything, I liked that movie more because it reminded me of the awesome parts. And then the parts that he was talking, like, who cares?
Ready the dreadnoughts.
I don't know if it is, like, because I've aged out of, like, the 14 to 24 age where you spend the most time on the internet arguing about shit that truly doesn't matter. If I don't know if I'm just if I finally fully transitioned into Clint Eastwood. But because I don't spend, like, Andrew still spends a lot of time on the internet looking at these things. And if he doesn't send us our newsletters, I have no idea what is happening in the world of movies. But whenever I'm, like, using the internet as usual and the rest of the internet filters in and I hear people complaining about comic book movies, the Star Wars movies, like shit, like big action movies only have one. I thought they only had one job, to be dumb and fun. Like, that is what, that's how I've been treating them this entire time. I did it so much that at one point Andrew's like, Damien, you're going to need some new words to describe movies that are bad. Right? It's like, all right, fine. I'll go read a dictionary and get back to you. But that is, like, my uncle's description of movies is still, to this day, basically the bedrock of how I see all movies. They're crying movies. They're action movies. Like this. Like, it really does distill the, they're movies that are about the human condition, right? About real shit. And then everything else is just gimmicks. It's just, do you like horror? Do you like gun shooting? Do you like Superman? Like, then we got you. And then, do you like psychological dramas about people's lives collapsing into, like, sometimes. Nah, but I much prefer the Conniers of this world to the Ikirus of this world. And so, yeah, it's still, the internet is still, I need a volume knob for the internet to, like, turn it down.
Damien, I know where to send you.
Where?
Go to China, and you won't have to deal with any of that.
No, they have their own special kind of internet, which I'm more afraid of. I've seen what China does to things that we make here in the West. I can only imagine what they do to things they make for themselves. Chinese internet must be spectacular.
No, that's it.
That's it.
Oh.
I like Superman.
Yeah, I'm Superman. I like Superman too.
Congratulations.
And I'm sad if the news is true, because that actually made my viewing of Superman even more meaningful.
More gooder.
Just the fact that immediately I saw that he might not be Superman again. Because I watched a movie and I said, ooh, I really want another movie like this. And then they were like, nope,
nothing. At this point, wouldn't they have to just start over everything again? Like, wouldn't that be the play? Because their Justice League movie, I think it was financially successful. Like, all of these,
everything that
were,
they do is financially successful.
But
yeah,
people keep giving it so much shit.
I know.
I think they might just go, you know what? Let's just find some.
Well, I think they're definitely doing that with, like, you know, they have the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Right. I think they're just going to go, listen, someone. And I think that's what they should do instead of running down Marvel. Because it's easy to look at Marvel at their big successes, but everyone, like, glosses over the ones that don't come anywhere near what they wanted to do. And so I think they should just, like, it should be a separate track. They're just like, listen, when we get a great script and can make a fun action movie, gives a shit who's in there. Just make it and make it fun and then move on. We don't have to try and tell this big overarching story, because even Marvel did that shit poorly for the first
for a long time,
like the first 6 years or something.
One thing I'll say for not having Superman anymore, there's only so I'll let him go.
He's the worst superhero of all.
I'll let him go on one condition. This means it frees up Henry Cavill's schedule so that you guys can make a second man from fucking Uncle. I love that movie so much.
But he was, he cocked his arms in Mission Impossible.
Oh, that was great. That was good. That was probably the best part of that movie.
That ending was pretty spectacular.
No.
That end fight on the side of the cliff with the helicopter?
Damien.
No, you're not going to bullshit your way.
You don't seem to understand. Literally. I'm not talking about that scene. I'm talking about just him doing this. That was probably the best thing in that movie.
Damien, you were struck by lightning. He was struck by lightning in that movie. So I'm going to say second. Yeah, Andrew, you were saying, did I hear about what?
Where was it? That cliffside you're talking about?
Okay.
These people held a screening of Mission Impossible on that specific cliff.
No. That's my kind of stupid.
They had everybody hike up there
and
watch a movie, and they like shared a photo of it, and someone like zoomed in, and I was like, there's that one dude literally hanging off the side of the cliff watching the movie. Like, guys.
Yeah, that's my kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Sometimes the internet is fun. Like, when you do stupid shit like that. It's like, what's the dumbest shit we can come up with? And then you do it. For fun. I prefer that version of the internet to, let's bitch about shit on it. We need, like, a website bitching at shit. And then just put all internet comments there so that I can use the internet in peace and quiet.
All right, so this won't take long.
Yes.
I'm going to use the most popular method of getting through this most boring part of the podcast.
Okay.
By talking about the movies I've seen in the order from least interesting to you guys, I think, to most interesting.
Yay!
Because I thought I was very popular last time.
Yes, it was.
So let's bring it back. So starting at least interesting, I saw the new Kore-eda film.
I want to watch Kore-eda. He made one fantastic. Bad movie, but I still want to watch all of the good ones.
This movie is so fucking good. I love this movie so much. It's about this made up family of grifters, and they basically kidnap a little girl, and it's crazy. And I love this movie so much. Shoplifters. Good reasons why it won the Palme d'Or this year.
Boo! Don't want to watch it anymore.
I saw the new film by Asghar Farhadi called Everybody Knows.
Again, I don't think you're judging this scale correctly.
We'll get to your movies soon, Douglas. Asghar Farhadi's latest movie called Everybody Knows, which, in case you don't know, this one is actually made in Spain with Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. It's about the Penelope Cruz who comes back to Spain from Argentina to
Japan.
Come and see her sister's wedding, and while she's there, her daughter gets kidnapped.
So it's Vicky Cristina Barcelona Taken.
And her friend, Javier Bardem, helps out to make sure, you know, they get back the child and everything. And it's this family drama, tense moments. I almost watched this movie, and it made me think, and I don't know if I'm being weird about it because of the setting and the actors involved, but it reminded me a lot of Pedro Almodovar kind of movies. But I really like this movie. It was really good, and I enjoyed it.
What's the name of this movie again?
Everybody Knows.
VCB Taken.
I got to see the new Peter Farrelly movie. And if you're asking yourself, is that the guy who has a brother that made Something About Mary? Your answer is yes. The movie's called...
Oh, wait, what? The brothers aren't brothers anymore?
Well, this movie only had one of the brothers.
What?
The movie's called Green Book, if you haven't heard about it. It's with Viggo
Mortensen.
Oh,
Green Book.
Yes.
That's a Farrelly Brothers movie?
It is a Farrelly Brother movie.
Fuck you.
I
saw that trailer, and as much as it's a movie that I hate, it's actually a movie I want to watch.
Remember so
when he was our favorite person in the world, Viggo?
Viggo?
Yeah. Yep. He was in Lord of the Rings, and you didn't need anything else in your life.
And he was in
Eastern Promises.
Eastern Promises, and he was also
Violence.
In, yeah, History of Violence.
Yeah.
Oh, love that movie so much.
Yeah, love all of those movies so much.
Great comic book movie.
Sorry, what's that?
History of Violence.
What are you saying?
That's based on a comic book.
And your point is?
I just want to make a dumb statement about comic books since you argued about it for 5 hours.
Yeah,
we could have moved
what
on.
What is your statement about comic books?
I yeah. just... fuck you.
I did it. Got there in the end.
Oh, fuck. Green Book. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the movie you think it is if you've seen the trailer for it.
Oh, so it's bad.
It is a driving Miss Daisy, but the other way around.
Uh-huh.
And as usual, the white person gets a little less racist by the end of the movie. But it's light enough that we enjoy being around these people because they made it slightly funny.
Sounds like right? It's bad.
It's like the thing about this movie I like is I like the cast in it. Right, mm-hmm. Like they are truly enjoyable to watch, but as like a movie, then fuck, this movie can be forgotten.
I like looking at Linda Cardellini, so I will watch this movie.
Oh, she's in this movie?
Yep,
I don't remember seeing her.
So moving down the list, Hold the Dark, the new Jeremy Saulnier film.
Oh yeah, no shit.
I want to watch it again.
I love how Andrew's sure. just walking through TIFF, by the way. Andrew's just like, TIFF, 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 TIFF.
This is
TIFF.
What I saw last week. Unless you want me to talk about anime. Do you want me to talk about anime?
No, thank you.
Please.
All right, cool.
Oh, touch
Let's keep this podcast PG.
So yeah, Hold the Dark. I want to watch it again because I'm not sure exactly how I feel. Like, I definitely felt disappointed by it. But that might have just been my level of expectation, given that it's a Saulnier film. The thing that weirded me out the most about this movie, because it has all of the things that he does well, like the dark action where people don't talk, they just do, and it just is great. But at the same time, unlike his previous films, at least this is the way I felt about it, this one he focuses on more than one main character.
Okay.
So just the way he jumps around between things felt weird to me. And I want to watch it again to make sure. Like, it'll be on Netflix like in the next couple months, I'm sure. So, yeah, I'll see it then. But regardless, I really love the cast and, like, the action that was going on in this movie, and I didn't know Alexander Skarsgård was in it, but he's fantastic.
This is the guy that did Green Room?
Yes, Green Room okay. and Blue Ruin.
Okay.
And the last movie, the one I assume you're all most interested in.
Right, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Shane Black's The Predator. Right?
Yes.
Is
it good?
This movie's bad.
Damn it.
Oh, so fucking bad.
Is it?
But.
Is it right? I hear a but.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
I pretty much love every single person in this movie.
That is not what I want to hear. How's the movie part?
The movie's bad.
Damn it. Oh.
Story's bad. Action is whatever. Like, it's just nonsense. But. Things like Thomas Jane and Keegan-Michael Key playing off each other, fantastic. Sterling K. Brown as like the bad government dude, Oh, it's so fucking good.
How much of that is the movie? How much of witty banter is the movie?
I'd say at least 50%.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. A manageable percentage.
Right. And then there's action. The other percent, yeah. I think Andrew might be wrong. Based on his description of this movie, I think he's incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this movie's bad. But
I mean, that I expected. I just wanted a butt. It is so dumb.
And also, I didn't actually know this going into the movie. I don't know if this is, you know, an example of movie racism.
Okay.
But I didn't realize that Trevante Rhodes was in this movie. And if you don't remember his name, he's the guy who played adult Chiron in Moonlight. And I was kind of happy to see him. I enjoyed his character as well very much too. Yeah. I kind of love that with movies like this, that the characters that I dislike the most are like the lead protagonists, which is just bland white guy who could have been Scott Eastwood from Fast and the Furious, where they're just like, look, you're just there to pretend like you're in an action movie. We really don't care.
Default white man.
All of the side characters we made fun, so Andrew can enjoy the side characters. Yeah, the movie's bad, but I enjoyed like the dumbness of the character stuff. I mean, when you have a scene where they introduce the predator, and they have a moment where people are arguing over why it's called the predator, and Sterling K. Brown's answer is, "You're right, but we took a vote, and the predator's more badass." And all right, cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That's in a trailer.
Yeah. All right. I think Andrew might be wrong with this one. I think I have to. See for myself.
You have to see with your own eyes, your 3D eyes.
Excuse me? If this movie is in 3D, I'm not watching this movie. Very clear. Right? We went to see
Mission Impossible. It is in 3D where you are.
We went to see Mission Impossible, and they told us to put on 3D glasses. And if it weren't for the fact that my family was there. Like, the second she handed me the glasses, I was just like, I have to come out of this place. Right? And my mother,
get to like, the chopper.
My mother saw me be flustered first. And she's like, what's happening? And I had to, like, reset and go, oh, no, I can't do this in front of my mother. Be a grown man. Like, no, it's all right. She's like, you sure you're all right? I say, yeah, man. Yeah, huh? I'm fine. I am fine.
With a tear falling down.
Just so upset. Just so.
I woke up in the darkness at 12:17 to shots and sirens. Look out the window, peep the high beams. Now they searching. The cops looking for the person that pulled the trigger. Medical figures is nursing the kid that got shot. Some innocent op that were front to flip the rock on the McKean Street block. I try to tell him to stop, cause it was ghetto red hot. Similar to the blood now, flood is top. I take a step out the spot to the point of attack and see the shorty wop. Heart blast out his back. Damn, I'm thinking it don't cease. It's no more peace. The beat level increase. But what the fuck is still crime on the streets? I can't breathe. Now what's going on? 1 minute you alive, the next you're going.